Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Did you ever think it would be possible to see Sir Elton John, Sir Paul McCartney, Queen, and Queens of the Stone Age all on the same ticket in Sacramento? Well, they're all playing here on Saturday at the Red Museum in Sacramento. Well, okay, not the actual bands, obviously, but cover bands. And that's not the only oddity of this performance. It's called the Sacramento Halloween Show, taking place in August. And all the bands were created for a single performance, for one night. The concert features some of Sacramento's best musicians dressing up and playing as their musical heroes. Joining to tell us more, we have Becky Grunewald, an organizer of the Halloween Show and a Sacramento food and culture writer. Matt Maxwell, a performer at the Halloween Show and a planner of the event. Finally, Nick Offer is a musician and the lead singer of dance punk band Chick Chick Chick. Becky, Matt, Nick, welcome to Insight.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
Let's start with the name. It's August. Halloween decorations are still in the garage. Pumpkin patches aren't even going up for a couple weeks. But you're out here promoting a Halloween show. Why is it called the Sac Halloween Show?
Well, there's a thing called punk time. And it's like, you know, they say the show starts at 7 and then it ends up starting at 9. So the Halloween show, it's like it used to be on Halloween. The first one was on Halloween, I believe.
Yes.
And then it's, you know, it's now been in, what, 30 years? Becky, help me out.
This is the first Halloween show was in 1994. So this is the 30-year anniversary of the Halloween show.
Yeah.
But it is actually the 24th Halloween show. So, but it did start on Halloween.
Yeah. So 24 on punk time, getting pushed back a little each year. It finally was like, before we knew it, it was in spring. So now it's finally all the way in August.
But that's kind of rad though, right? That's kind of punk itself is like Halloween.
And it lets us have two Halloweens, you know, a year, which is great. I mean, it's one of my favorite holidays, so now we get two.
And when we started to plan this one in the spring or even the winter, Matt and I, one thing we agreed on is it definitely could not be on Halloween, and we actually did not want it to be too close to Halloween. So that's how we settled on August 31st.
So let's get into the history. What was happening in the local music scene in 1994 when this Halloween show was created? I'd love you to tell me the story of this concert.
Well, it came out of the loft scene, which was, you know, behind time-tested books in Midtown. And it was just a place where bands were playing for, you know, just whatever passed the hat around, and was kind of like the spot for touring punk bands who wanted to play more than just San Francisco. And so it was a pretty vibrant scene. A lot of great bands came out of that, you know, and Bikini Kill played there, and I unwound numerous bands, and you know, Chick 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 had their first practice there. It was the spot, you know. So and as I recall, it was Scott Soriano and Craig Usher who came up with the idea of, let's have a like fake punk show, like let's just have all these bands play and everyone puts together a cover band. So the first year was the theme was punk, and you know, it was, I think, you know, I played in Black Flag and Dead Kennedys and Sonic Youth and Joy Division. It was pretty wide. It was just such a fun show that it would, like, by the time next Halloween was rolling around, we're like, let's do another one of these. So that was the picture of the scene at that time, I guess.
That sounds pretty fun and pretty raucous. But even though the first theme was punk, there are rules to the Halloween show. What are the rules and why are there rules?
Yeah, so the theme changes every year, and we've had a wide variety of themes. From sometimes it's centered on like a certain drug, like cocaine, or a genre, like yacht rock, or a region.
Also
or,
centered on cocaine.
Yeah, yacht rock was very similar related bands to the cocaine year. But so there's always a theme, and the folks who are organizing it, which has changed over time, choose the theme. But other rules, which are to keep the scene cross-pollinating, are that no existing band can call a band at the Halloween show. So it forces you to get to know other musicians and to make some new friends and maybe like place an ad on Craigslist and get a trumpet player or something like that. So it's been a really nice cross-pollination of the scene and has led to some new bands and some new musical relationships.
And don't you have a rule like there's no more than two people from any band can be in the same act?
Yeah, basically, yeah, no existing band or two people from the same band. And then also people shouldn't call too many bands. And we also wouldn't let bands play that had already played. So as we're getting into the 24th year, we had to drop that rule about bands that had played prior being able to play again. So for this year, that rule's suspended. We might bring it back.
Matt, I understand you're part of Sir Elton John this year. What inspired that?
That's more of my other friend, Matt.
Oh, okay.
Other Matt. We can call him Other Matt. Elton John was, I think, one of his favorite artists growing up, and he wanted to do Elton John, and I really wanted to be a part of his dream, you know, come true.
So what's your history as a musician in Sacramento, and what drew you to first get involved in the Halloween show?
Well, my older brother had been in the Halloween show for years before I moved to Sacramento, but I was aware of it and had been coming to a few of them. It's actually one of the reasons why I think I moved to Sacramento, because it was so fun. And so, yeah, once I got here officially, I just wanted to jump right in. And the first band I was in was actually with Other Matt, so I might be breaking this rule of, you know, trying to find other people. But the first band I was in the White Stripes with Other Matt White.
Okay, so we have Becky listed as an organizer of the show. Matt, you're listed as a performer and organizer. And Nick is just listed as a performer. So this question for Becky and Matt, is Nick pulling his weight in the planning of this concert?
Well, I would say that Nick is the Svengali that led to the Halloween show being resurrected. So COVID killed the Halloween show. We were actually in rehearsal for the 2020 Halloween show. All of Sacramento was starting to gather when COVID hit. And so it died, and we're like, maybe it will never come back. But Nick, when he was visiting Sacramento from New York, he was telling Matt and I, it has to come back. The scene needs it. The scene's, you know, needs some life. We need to bring young people into the Halloween show, and also, you know, respect the elders that have been involved for 30 years now. And so Nick kind of gave us the task. He was kind of puppet mastering us from afar.
it was all part of my evil plan. Yeah, that's true. I'm just like, I'm going to get him to do it, and I'm not going to do any of the work. But it was just a thing that, you know, it really was just planned for fun. And initially there were no rules to it. It just, the rules kind of came of like us seeing how it worked. And over the years it started to show that it was what kept rejuvenating the scene and kept the scene together. And, you know, just the idea of people playing together that hadn't played together, all those things fertilized the scene and kept it healthy. So it was like, well, you know, and certainly we're all the three of us are at an age where some people aren't as involved in the scene anymore. And this is what keeps them involved. And at the same time brings in new people and keeps the ideas flowing. It keeps the energy circular.
But you're still very much involved in at least us scene. You're the lead singer of Chick Chick Chick, spelled with 3 exclamation points. Mm. And you don't live in Sacramento anymore, but you do come back for this show.
I come back for Christmas and I come back for Halloween, yeah.
And what keeps you coming back to this?
I mean, it's just every year I see something incredible, and it's like I like to see my friends thriving. And I even just regular Halloween, when normal people are being creative and putting a costume together and trying something, I think that's a good state for everyone to be in. And when I see everyone every year, I'm blown away. Like, you know, we usually have a wrap up the next day and we talk about who is best. And usually there's like 5 acts. You're just like this. And you know, we're all arguing because everyone sees different things. And you're like, well, I have to edge out this. But, you know, you're going to see at least 5 things you're going to be blown away by. You know, you know you like Elton John. You know you like Teenage Jesus and the Jerks. You're going to have a great time, you know.
So what's it like to come home and perform, but not as your actual self or band? And this year you are...
I'm in Teenage Jesus and the Jerks, and I'm a background dancer in Lady Gaga. You know, I think I still love music, and I love kind of like finding out new things about it. And so, you know, like having to learn the dance moves to Lady Gaga songs, it's going to make the Chick 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 show better too, you know? So, I mean, I think there's, you know, my dad's always very involved in like folk music and carrying on like those songs from hundreds of years ago. And you know, most of the songs don't mean much to us, but, you know, we're part of this, you know, whatever, the post rock and roll moment. And this is our folk music. And this is our way of sharing songs. And you're singing all these songs together with people. It to me, it connects to that same kind of folk music that my dad takes part in.
Does it bring an inspiration for when you come home and you
absolutely,
go back?
Absolutely. I mean, all the bands I've done over the years, have, in some ways, there was even like one year we did a KLF, and we ended up using the beat that I made for one of the songs in a Chick 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 song, because I thought I made it a little sicker than they did.
And the so. Stereo Lab band,
oh,
too.
Yeah, Stereo. Yeah, Mario and I were in, and Alan were in Stereo Lab 1 year, and we ended up starting a cover band that we opened for ourselves all around the world called Stereo Lad, which was just a really fun thing to do. You know, we opened for ourselves. So it was like you got to see two great bands. You got to see us, and you got to see this Stereo Lab cover band. And, you know, I put on a dress and talked in a fake French accent, but we played the music very seriously, and we learned a lot from that, you know?
So for those in our audience who may not be familiar with Nick's band, Chick Chick Chick, let's give them a little taste of what you normally sound like. Here's Even When the Water's Cold.
A bed with him. He said, till you try both, you won't know what you like better. Why don't we go for a swim? Well, friends told her this and friends told her that, but friends don't choose what echoes in your head. When she got bored with all the idle chit and chat, kept thinking about what he said.
Unfortunately, this year, the Halloween show is sold out. But for the lucky folks who have tickets... It's not sold out.
Okay. Only the pre-sales are sold out. So don't worry, folks. We still want you to come on down to the Red Museum on Saturday.
And you just buy tickets at the door?
Yes. Yeah, we just wanted to gauge interest through pre-sale, and we saw there was a lot of interest.
So what can folks expect this year?
Well, they can show up. It starts right on time at 4:00.
Punk time.
Yep. Nope. This one's for real. Starts at 4:00. The show's going to be outside, and we've got a great stage out there. We've got lights. We are going to have beverages. We're going to have beer and wine. Burley Beverage Company is making some cocktails. We're going to have a Chondos truck to keep everybody fed so that you can eat dinner there. And you're just going to have a nice festival atmosphere. You can sit outside. There's a hill to sit on and watch a whole bunch of bands on into the evening.
Yeah, really, the folks at the Red Museum do a really great job putting on these kind of bigger events. And they used to have a fundraiser or I don't know the word I'm thinking of, but they used to have a festival every year to generate funds for the Red Museum called Red X. It'll be very similar to that, and I just think they do a great job with the space that they have.
We love the Red Museum, and really the Halloween show has moved through so many different venues over the years, but it's always been the very premier best venues that SAC had to offer. So it started out at the legendary Loft. And then it was at the Hub. We've had it at art centers like Soul Collective and The Verge. It was at The Verge for many years. So,
Becky, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have to close. Thank you so much, Nick, Becky, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, okay. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
Matt Maxwell, Nick Offer, and Becky Grunewald are organizers of this year's SAC Halloween show. It takes place Saturday at the Red Museum, and tickets are still available. And as we close, we'll go out with some Chick 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 music. This is Dancing is the Best Revenge. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.com/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Tuesday.